time, Joe was smart enough to bring something to eat for dinner. Tyler and Logan and me had to scrounge around. So we looked through the youth cupboard and we got hot dogs and M&Ms and Fritos. And so that was our snack in between. Anyway, we love you guys. I'm so glad that you're tuning in. And this won't be too long, but I do want to share some stuff that's on my heart. And so, Father, thank you for this time. Thank you for these leaders. Lord, I thank you and praise you for your goodness on this, in Jesus' name. Give us wisdom. Give us revelation, we pray. God, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Are we recording this? Is the tape recorder on to post it online and serve? Okay, this is going to be recorded. Not only the video will be recorded, but also we're going to record so that we can post it on the leaders meeting, our leadership meeting, to have that recorded. So it's being recorded, right? Okay, so, and the video is being recorded. So remember, this is our first Wednesday in doing this. So anyway, so first off, we're going to do a calendar. Okay, here's the calendar. Everything's on hold. There is no calendar. And it's very strange for us to do that. However, for now, we're going to have a live service on Thursday night here with 10 or less people. Last week, we had 4 people on stage, 3 people in the audience, and 3 people on tech. And so that was our 10 people. And Joe did a good job preaching. So far, we've had over 1,000 views on that. I know that some of those are just, you know, they pop in and look around. But still, it's quite a big representation. And so our people are learning how to use the technology, and I'm thankful for that. So the big thing is to tell your people and for you yourself to check the website daily for any changes. We've been doing a daily devotion. During that daily devotion, there might be some spoken announcements that are on there. They're usually only about 4 or 5 minutes long. They're not too long. And then also on the front page, there'll be links to other things. Like today, there was a link to the prayer meeting for people to find out. So Bible school started last night. It's not too late to join in. There's a theology class. There's a dozen or so in Joe's theology class. I was there. It was a lot of fun being there. And then the girls in the women's Bible study, they had 52, I think, online. So that's amazing. Good job, girls. Well done leading, Terry. Appreciate that. And then there's still time to add. You can get in on either one of those classes. If you register, go to events, go to on our webpage, go to events, then go to Bible school, and then click to register. If you ever have any problems or you ever have any people with any problems, please have them call the church office and or somebody that knows how, and we want to help our people get up to speed on this stuff. So that being said, you obviously know how to use Zoom, so thank you. That was our exhortation, was learn how to use Zoom. Get in on the meetings for Zoom. And it's free for you to join in on a meeting. If you're going to host a meeting for longer than 40 minutes, there's a small fee that you pay every month. The church is paying for that fee, so the church is hosting right now. And you can go up to several hundred people. And so the other thing is Easter at the fairgrounds is canceled. What we want to do is the first available weekend when they open back up to snag, we want to get it and go over there anyway and have a celebration service. We still want to do that. It's something that we feel that we should do as a church, and it would be a blessing. Tonight I'm going to talk about the big things that we want to share. And so the last couple months we've been doing introduction to leadership. We're going to continue doing that, but we're not going to go there tonight. There's some other stuff that we want to share. So about a year and a half ago, or a little over a year ago, we had an eldership retreat. And we always ask the question, what is God saying? And we take the time to pray and spend time before him and worship together. And then the Bible says that when we prophesy in part. So when all the eldership team, husbands and wives, are going around one by one sharing things that they heard or a scripture, things that they feel, for me, I write all those things down. We got to kind of put them together in a takeaway, so to speak. And so our takeaway last year was something's changing, something's coming, get ready. And so I would say that something has changed and something that we I don't know if we were ready or not, but we were ready. It's interesting. A couple of people pointed out, like, why did you start videotaping and live streaming services about 4 weeks before all this happened? Why did that happen? And my answer is, I don't know. It must have been God was leading us in that direction. And so I'm thankful that we do have this up and running. We do have the equipment, and we do have the people that have the expertise of getting that out there. If you like this kind of stuff, if you're into technical stuff or videotaping or things like that, just let them know, and we can certainly use your skills or keep your eyes open for people who have those skills. So I want to, before we started tonight, Tyler shared something with me that he has been feeling and that he felt he heard from the Lord. So I'm going to social distance away and let him come in.
So Kylie and I were spending some time in worship and prayer today. And over the last week, we've been feeling that the Lord is calling us to be doing something, that the church has almost been asleep. And it's when we look to the early church right after Jesus was buried and, the church was waiting for him to return. He rose and the church was still waiting. He appeared to the disciples and the disciples still were in waiting. They were in basically sheltering because they were afraid of the Jews and they were in hiding. Almost like I feel a sense like we're feeling now, this kind of stir crazy. We've been locked up and we're waiting for something. But here's the thing that we have that they didn't have at the time is we already have the Holy Spirit with us, who empowers us, who's guiding us, who's leading us. But it's almost as if we spiritually we've been asleep and God's calling us to wake up. And then when we look at what Peter did during this time, he's seen Jesus a couple of times at this point. He goes out to go fishing and he says, I'm going fishing. And a few of the disciples go with him. He goes back to what he knows, what's comfortable to him. And when they see Jesus and he swims out to meet him, Jesus challenges him with he says, do you love me? Three times, and three times he responds. And he tells Peter, then feed my lambs, take care of my sheep and feed my sheep. And I feel like we could fall into this state of going back to what we know, going back to what's comfortable, what we're used to, but God has something that he's called us to be doing. And we need the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, but we need to wake up and pray and ask God to guide us, because it's only by the power of the Holy Spirit that these things are possible.
Thank you, Tyler. Appreciate that. So I just want to say this to all of you. I don't know if you realize how important you are to the kingdom. Sometimes we think, oh, nobody will notice me. I'm not really doing much. And, you know, or, you know, just whatever you're telling yourself. I just want you to know that you're very, very important. In fact, you guys all watching here tonight, you're the first line of defense as far as pastoral care goes. It's tough. This situation, not only for Westside, but for the church around the world, is tough when we're called to fellowship together and have this close spiritual intimacy that the Bible speaks about, and we're not able to get together regularly. And so I want to encourage you that your people, your small group, your ministry team, those are the people that you're loving and caring for right now. And if you don't do it, they may not get loved and cared for. And so it's a big deal. There's pressure on you. There's extra pressure. Some of you moms are having to homeschool kids and you didn't plan on that, you know, a couple months ago, and they're going to be home now for the rest of the school year. And some dads are working from home and trying to figure out how to work from home and concentrate on that with a house full of energy going on. And some people didn't expect to be so isolated from people, and you're used to getting out there. And even people who enjoy their time alone. We've heard already from people who go, I'm an introvert and I'm desperate to see people and get together with people. So I just want to say thank you for doing that. But at the same time, don't forget that you are the ones that are loving and caring for the people at Westside. Not only the people in your small groups and ministry groups, but the people that the Holy Spirit puts on your heart. If you have a thought in your mind that says, ah, I wonder what happened to so-and-so. I wonder how so-and-so is doing. That is your assignment from the Holy Spirit to check up on that person. And so that's our official follow-up and response team strategy here at Westside, is to depend upon the Holy Spirit that he will show. And so sometimes somebody crosses your mind, and then a day or two later, it does it again. Take that as marching orders. So I want to encourage you in that. And then always, 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 the whole thing is, we always point people to Jesus. We don't have the solution for every problem. We don't have to feel like we have to counsel them into health and wholeness. In fact, a lot of times people, it took them years to get into the position that they are, and they expect us to help solve their problem overnight. That's probably not going to happen, but we want to point people to Jesus. We want to point people to what the Word of God says, and be part of the solution here, and so forth. So I have a short exhortation for you tonight, and it has to do with answering this question. What do I do now? Like, here we are on April 1st. I was sad today because I couldn't do April Fool's post on Facebook and Instagram like I normally do every year. A couple years ago, I was appointed to the Presidential Commission on Church Relations, and I got all kinds of congratulations on that one. But anyway, I didn't. I put a quote from Jim Elliot, and he said, "He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain that which he cannot lose." And he, at 28 years old, he gave his life as a martyr for Jesus and as a missionary in South America. It's a great quote. So anyway, so what do we do? Here we are. It's 2020, April 1st. They say the peak hasn't even hit California yet of the coronavirus epidemic going out there. And so what are we going to do? Shelter in place, hunker down. How can I keep going? So the first thing that I want to encourage you, I have three things to tell you. And the first one is stay steady. Stay steady. And you've heard me talk about that before, stay the course. That means, stay the course means a ship captain in the middle of a storm, a raging storm. You can't see the sun, you can't see the stars, but he has a compass. And so he keeps that heading. He stays the course. Doesn't matter what the waves do, what the wind's doing, he stays on that same heading. And we know the way to go. We want to stay steady the way God has called us and set us upon a course already. We have a culture here in place. It's our style, the way we do things. We are a New Testament church. We want to honor what God's word said. But the way we do things, our building, our music style, our culture of fellowship and care for one another, the things that we're good on, we want to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. So we want to stay steady in that. A couple guys, Luke told me that today. Chuck has told me that. And the elders, we've been talking about that the last few days, of stay steady, stay the course. We're not moving. We're not deviating. It doesn't matter if we can't meet together in one building. We're still going to keep our eyes on Jesus. We're still going to worship. I want to encourage you. I'm going to send you a link. I might have put it on my Facebook page, but I'll send you the link to Spotify. I have a new playlist for the coronavirus playlist. It's encouraging songs. Some of them are quote-unquote Christian songs. Actually, there is no such thing as a Christian song, because a song cannot become a Christian. There's songs that are about Jesus or about his word that lead us to worship. And there's some other songs. But anyway, they're encouraging. It's a fun playlist. And so I'll send that to you guys. But I want to read to you out of Hebrews chapter 10. This is out of the ESV, the English Standard Version. And this is verses 19 to 25. So it says, therefore, and the reason I think, yeah, my parentheses, I usually take these out on the notes, but on my personal notes, I have a little notes sometimes in the scripture. Therefore refers to the previous verses. And whenever you see the word therefore, you want to ask what it is therefore. All right? And so he's still continuing his statement. He said, the writer of Hebrews, we don't know exactly who, I think it's Paul, but he said, now we can come right into God's presence because of what Jesus did. We can go boldly into the throne room. And so, and our sins have been forgiven. We've been justified and declared righteous before him. And so it says, therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh, So in the veil, in the temple, there was a big veil. You couldn't go into the Holy of Holies except passing through that curtain. That was more than just a curtain. It was like 3 or 4 inches thick. It went wall to wall, floor to ceiling. And when Jesus died, that curtain or that veil that separated the holy place from the Holy of Holies was torn from top to bottom. And so now we have access to come into the presence of God, not through that veil, but through the blood of Jesus. By the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is through his flesh. And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a heart, a true heart, in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. I love those words right here. Without wavering, in my words, they're highlighted in yellow. But that is our plea. That's my plea for you as we leaders. Without wavering, we want to be steadfast. So we want to stay steady in that. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good deeds. The NIV says to spur one another along toward love and good deeds, not neglecting to meet together. And we're meeting together right now. We're meeting together. And I'm thankful for technology, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another. And all the more as you see the day drawing near. And we know that the day is drawing near. The day is drawing near. Now, we don't know the time, the hour, the minute, the second Jesus is coming back. But the Bible says that we will know the season. And when these things start taking place, you'll know that the time is near. And as believers, we want to constantly be ready. So Tyler's word about the church being asleep, I think that's a good word for us as a church and for the church around the world, is that we've kind of been drawn into complacency, at least in our Western world. And we want to be very careful about doing that. We don't want to just be sitting around like we're waiting for a bus to arrive. And some of you younger people never saw Forrest Gump, but the whole movie, Forrest Gump is sitting there on a bus bench, and he's telling his story. And so, so with that in mind, we want to live with eternity in our hearts. We're not living for just the here and now. And I know that's surprising. I know it takes some of us. It's tough to say, well, what about my family? And I got to work, and I got to provide, and I got to do all these things. Yes, but just keep in mind that this is just temporary. This is not eternity, and we are living for eternity. So Jesus said in Matthew 19, he said, I assure you that when the world is made new, the Son of Man sits upon his glorious throne. Everyone who has given up houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or property for my sake will receive 100 times as much in return and will inherit eternal life. But many who are the greatest now will be the least important then, and those who seem the least important now will be the greatest then. So I want to encourage you, we want to stay steady. We want to stay the course and keep on the heading that God has taken us. Now you guys can also give that message to your people and be a healing agent in the middle of chaos. Number two is we want to stay simple. In the army, they had this acronym called KISS, keep it simple. And they had a bad word, but you could, in school, in college, they said, keep it simple, stupid. We can't say that word anymore. So I'll say, keep it simple, saints. All right. Keep it simple, saints. And we don't want to do too much. Distraction is huge in our culture. I think we are exercising right now. We have the opportunity to exercise our rest muscles, learning how to rest and just stop doing so much. And it's a good thing for some of us to be able to do that. There's a lot of noise out there, and this would be a great time to learn how to do this and to reevaluate our priorities and to take stock of these. And Jesus said, if you don't know what your priorities are, I'll tell you what's number one. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. And so I want to encourage you in this. Terry's been talking about this lately, to leverage your time, leverage your history, whatever has happened to you, whether good or bad in your life, use that to your advantage. Leverage it and make much use of it. And that's for you personally, your time with God, your reading, the word, your time in prayer, and so forth. But not only that, but also projects around the house. I mean, some of you guys are around a house and you haven't been able to have this time off in a long time. Do it. Get up and do it, and maybe start exercising, walking around. Apparently, that's an essential activity. And ride your bicycles or walk around, get in shape, eat right, cook meals, and you know, these things. Leverage this time. Take advantage of this time. Please don't let your main accomplishment be over this time, whether it's 1 month, 2 months, whatever. Don't let your main accomplishment be you binge watched all 50 years of Doctor Who or something like that. That's really not of eternal value. Some would argue that, I know, but it's not. And leverage this time for your family. Read the Bible together. Pray together, husbands and wives, with kids. If you're single, you now know how to use Zoom. Get on Zoom and pray together and talk together. And you'll get over the technology point of it. It's kind of hard for us. We're talking into a camera. It's not the same as talking to your faces when you're here, but leverage and learn new skills during this time. Have your meals together. Most families don't even have meals together anymore. And learn how to talk to each other once again, you know, and share your day. Dinner, a good question at the dinner table is, hey, what was the highlight of your day, everybody? What was the low point of your day? And share that. And then spend a minute or two praying when you're done with that. And also leverage this time for your ministry. What is God calling you to? What is he calling you to deepen in your walk with him and your relationship with him? And number three, stay servant-hearted. Stay servant-hearted. 1 Peter 4, 10-11 says that each of you has been given a gift. And I want to say you are the gift. You're the gift to this body. You're part of this body, and you are a treasure. You're a gift to this body. And please don't make light of who you are. Some parts of the body are seen and some are unseen, but all are important. Everybody has a job to do. And we're not complete without you. And this is where you can encourage other people too. Each of you has a gift, and use that gift to serve others. To serve others. So whatever gift you have, you use it to serve others. And the bottom line is, when it's all said and done, when it's all said and done, that God gets the glory. God gets the glory for you using your gift to bless others, to serve others, and so that he will get all the glory. That's what it's about. Ultimately, everything we do, everything we sacrifice for, everything we live for, every time we call somebody up when we don't feel like it, every time, you know, when we have small groups in our house and the couch gets torn and the rug gets stained and, you know, just whatever, something gets broken. It's all for eternity. It's all for God's glory. We're pointing people to Jesus. So I want to encourage you guys tonight. That's what it's about. And all this that I've said tonight, you lead others to do the same thing, to stay steady, to stay simple, and to stay servant-hearted. And together we'll get through this thing and we will move forward. And I want to encourage you in that. Especially tonight. Thank you once again for being here. We certainly do love you guys. And there's a good group of you here that are on leadership. And like I said, we're going to get this on the recording. You can watch it on a video, rewatch it, and you can tell other people about that. And also hear it on our leadership.westsideinfo.com. So God bless you. Father, thank you for this evening. Thank you that your presence is here. Thank you that somehow, some way through all of this, we've been encouraged and strengthened. And it's by your Holy Spirit. God, we love you. We honor you. Help us to stay steady and to not be bogged down with so many things to do. Stay simple and to keep our servant's heart where we point people to Jesus and you get the glory. God bless. We love you guys.
Ooh. All right, guys, I've unmuted you. You can hang around for a little bit if you'd like to chat. We've reached the end of our broadcast day. So good to see all of you. Thank you so much for coming.
Thanks, Logan.
Thank you, Logan.
Thank you, Logan.
Steve. Good job, Steve.
Yeah.
Hi, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Logan, for managing it.
Good seeing all of you.
Yeah, good seeing you guys.
I love you guys.
Hugs.
Nobody wants to leave the meeting because everybody's so happy to see each other.
I know. It's a reunion.
Steve's going patriotic. That's good.
For those of you who get the joke, you know, isn't that what you used to see when all the channels? Remember when channels used to be like,
yes.
That's in the olden days before 24-hour programming. There you go.
Put the color test.
For some people, it centers on the person talking, so I'm just talking just so y'all can see me right now.
Hi, Terry.
Oh, that's good. Alan, so you're all by yourself, huh?
You can turn
I'm Lone Ranger. Amy and Ellie are gone. I'm by myself.
Self-quarantining. That's good.
No, I'm working like more hours than I was.
Are you? Double shifts? Yeah.
The special people got to be watched even more.
Are you special, Alan?
I didn't mean me.
He does need to be watched.
I always thought you were special.
Oh, that's sweet. Thank you, Terry.